episode 304, the number one tool to your success.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies. How are you doing? All my friends, oh my goodness, I am so excited that you are joining me today. It is a pleasure to invite you into my home and for us to sit down and have a chat. Grab some coffee. If you're out running or doing errands, you know what? That's okay. Listen in. You don't have to be sitting because we are going to get you moving anyway. You are here for the 60-day push and beyond, right? I feel like it's like, who was that character? Buzz Lightyear that said, to infinity and beyond. And that's where we're headed. Today, we're going to talk about the number one tool to your success. Welcome to the family. If you're just now discovering Create Your Now, Hear Your Best Selfie, we are here to support and encourage and empower one another. Doing life together is so much better. No one has all the answers, but there are some tools and strategies that you can begin to adopt within your journey that may or may not work. You have to figure out what works and put it in your toolbox and say, this is my precious. This is what I need to do. And that's what we do here at Create Your Now. I'm excited and thrilled that you are a part of our family. Okay, now I cannot wait any longer. We have got to jump in because there is so much and we could run on and on and on and on. But I want you to know, number one, if you have not already got the information for 60-day push, you want to get on board for that. There is some neat information coming your way. You don't want to wait. So text 60-day push, that's 60, D-A-Y-P-U-S-H, all one word, to the number 44222. This is something that's just between you and me, and it's great information, tools and strategies that come right to your email box. You want to have those in your toolbox so you can figure out what works and what doesn't work. I've been on this journey for a long time. I've been coaching for years upon years of all ages, seriously. I've coached as young as 3 years old all the way up to, well, we won't go that far, right? Because we got to be nice about our great grandmas. So it's amazing to me that as we begin to open our mind and open our heart, that we begin to understand more of who we are and how God created us to be and what He has in store for us. And you learn these things in your journey. And some people say, gosh, Christiane, what is the one thing, the number one tool that you use for your success? What's the one thing that it comes down to? Well, number one, congratulations, you are 1 week into the 60-day push. How exciting is that? Now, technically, we are on what, day 9? Yes, let me hear it, day 9, yes. And if you're just joining and you haven't listened to the other previous episodes, that's okay. It started with the one that's the number 60-day push. And you can start there and join in, catch up. It's not that hard. And don't worry about catching up. You can begin your 60-day journey. If that carries you into 2016, that is fantabulous. Whatever works for you. Because why? This is your life, your journey. You are the one who's orchestrating it and trying to put all the puzzles of the pieces together here. So it's important that you do the work. You move at your pace, okay? I'm here to support you in that. So it is, we're now into our second week. Woo! Into the 60-day push, okay? Day number 9. And everyone always wants to know, what is that number one tool that you use? What is the one that you keep going back to? Because I just want that magic pill. I want to know that no matter what I do, it is going to work. Well, I'm not going to let you wait any longer. I'm going to tell you the number one tool that I use and that every person that I have talked to around the world, my mentors, I mean, even if it's only via through social media, everyone I've spoken with, this is the number one tool. And it is, are you ready? Consistency. Huh? I know. Who would have thought that consistency is a tool? But yes, it is a tool. And I want you to begin shifting your mind and understanding that it's a tool. It's something that must be utilized. If you're not utilizing it, it's not a tool, correct? It just sits there. And it may sound like a great word and be really long, but it doesn't have meaning in your journey if you are not using the tool of consistency. You want success. You desire to achieve something between now and the end of 2015 to bring you massive momentum into 2016. In order to do that, you need to create and use the tool of consistency. No matter what I've tried in my life, consistency was the key. I can remember when I wanted to start playing the flute. And my father, who was a fabulous musician, he would tell me, okay, if you're going to play an instrument, you have to practice an hour a day. Now, I started playing the piano years and years and years. I mean, I started taking lessons. My mom plays the piano. And so she started teaching me, and then I self-taught, and I took lessons. And I was never, though, the classical pianist. Nope, nope, nope. That is not me. I'm the improv girl. I did not want to sit down and have to play the music that was written in front of me. I wanted to take the music, look at it, and then make it my own. Yep, that would be me. So that's what I did. Well, when it was time now to have an instrument and to figure that out in sixth grade, I had to pick one. But the key was, he told me, he goes, you have to practice an hour a day. I know some of you guys are like, what, an hour a day? Yes, that's what he told me. To this day, yes, when I first started out, and for many, many years thereafter, I practiced an hour a day. Then I found myself that when I got into college, one of my majors was music. That's what I graduated with, was a music major. And I found myself practicing way more than an hour a day. But you see, all of that practicing and consistency, you see, that was the key. It wasn't about the 1 hour. That wasn't it. What was I doing? I was using the tool of consistency. And so now I can pick up my instrument and my flute. And no, these are not words coming from me. I have people that come up and say, my gosh, you sound like an angel singing. I've never heard anything like it. Now, that's one of the biggest compliments I can ever receive. People are amazed at it. They sit there in awe. And I think of it as, well, okay, I don't know what you're hearing, but I don't know that it's anything special. But to them, it is. Maybe one of these days I'll play for you all. But the key here was what? Consistency. That is the tool that I used. And I used it over what? Not 1 month, not 2 months. Or months, but years worth. Years worth. Okay, remember, I started in sixth grade. I went all the way through college. Yes, I graduated earlier, so you got to discount some of that. But then you know what? I carried on what I did with music. I went and did stuff in my church and did stuff with the children, and I had my own business. I was an entrepreneur. I had my own music business. And I was teaching 25 to 30 students, not out of my home. I was actually a weird one. I drove to their home. I could not have done any of that had I not used the tool of consistency. A lot of times we look at the word consistency as just a definition, that we need to be consistent at doing things. And the doing thing part is the action. That's what we focus on as the tool. It wasn't about me playing the flute. It was about me practicing the flute for an hour every day. It was an hour of practice. It wasn't about playing the flute, was it? No. It could have been the clarinet, the saxophone, the oboe, the piccolo, the tuba, the French horn, of which as a music major, I had to learn all the instruments, some of which I was really not so good at. But the consistency part, that was the magic sauce, the secret sauce, the number one tool. And you can have it too. The question is, are you going to leave it as a definition and defined as to what you're doing, like playing the flute or writing a blog? That's going to be it. Or saying, no, I'm going to write so many words a day. Doesn't matter if it's going to your book, to a blog, to your sweetheart, to your children. You need to write so many words a day. Now, hopefully, what you're doing is, with the consistency, is it's going to add up to what? Your bigger goal. But a lot of times we take the word consistency and we keep it stuck in a definition. And it has no meaning. It has no action. It's not a verb. I'm challenging you to say, you know what? This is a tool. This is a tool that you need to put into action. Don't think of it as something that's just a definition that, oh, I need to be consistent at this. No, because we're missing out. A lot of the other people teach that, you know, we need to be consistent at, and then they list it. Like if you're going to blog, you have to be consistent at blogging. You have to be consistent at doing this. You know, you have to be consistent at being a well-disciplined parent and being able to discipline your children over and over again. And we use that term consistency, right? And you got to be consistent at this. And in order to have a clean house, you need to be consistent with it. But the thing is we get stuck in the whole idea of the actual thing that we're doing instead of looking at it as, wait a minute, we've missed the actual golden nugget. The premium of all premiums, the platinum, is the consistency. I don't care if it's brushing your teeth. I don't care if it's washing your hands, if it's blow drying your hair, if it's actually writing 1,000 words every single day. The key to it all is what? Consistency. Doing it every single day. Interesting. Rob Stanmore says this: actions open doors. Consistency keeps them open. Actions open doors. Consistency keeps them open. You can have an activity and you can do it. You can make your bed, but if you don't make your bed every single day, meaning you are consistent with it, you're building consistency, your room is not going to look clean, because an unmade bed is not a clean room. Okay, at least in this household. Because it looks messy, right? I mean, when you have the bed made, it changes everything. The key, though, is not about the making of the bed. It's creating what? The consistency. Being consistent with it. Following through. I read this and I kind of chuckled at it, and I wanted to share it with you. My name is Consistency. I am related to success. We should hang out more often. And I giggled at it because I thought, yeah, that's how we need to look at it. But we don't. We just see it as a definition. I want to challenge you and say, it's not time to make it a definition. It's time to put consistency into what? Action. Literally taking aim on consistency. Woo, that's a hard one. Because it's easy to talk about, but to replicate that over and over every single day is hard. But guess what? I'm here with the ultimate kiss. Yes, the Keep It Simple strategy. How do you use the tool consistency? How do you go about doing it? This is it. You practice the little things daily. Yeah. It's as simple as that. Practice the little things daily. A lot of times we are getting stuck in the bigger picture, and it begins to freak us all out. And when we begin to freak out, what happens? Oh, yeah, the other F word comes, fear. And when fear starts to set in, then we get stuck. And then when we get stuck, there is no consistency. And we're done. And then what do? We go back to the drawing board and we try to recreate that and say, oh, I gotta just kind of figure out what I was doing wrong then. Maybe you weren't doing anything wrong, but you weren't using the number one tool of consistency. In order to do that, you have to practice the little things daily. So that's how you do it. Number one, little things matter. Yeah, it's the little things. If you want to keep your house clean, if you were to look at my entire house, and if that was my big goal, was to keep my house clean on a daily basis, and I looked at it, I probably would freak out, seriously. Because you see, with the amount of little kitties, and then we have the puppy dog, and when he gets excited, yeah, his hair goes everywhere. Let alone we have the five children, plus the hubby, and then there's me. Then we invite all of the friends that come over daily. Do you know how messy this house is? This house needs to be vacuumed and dusted basically daily. I kid you not. Because there's something about it. It just, whew, it appears. I'm like, where did you come from? I just took care of you 2 hours ago. and you're dusty. Oh, wait. And then, of course, I talked about the vacuuming, right? Yeah, yeah. Well, vacuuming we could do like every hour. And then the kitchen, the kids like eat nonstop now. The older they get, you think they'd slow down. Oh, they don't. They just increase the amount and what they do. And then they just let things, you know, sit around. So you have, oh, well, this son left this here and this daughter left this here. You have remnants of where they walked. It's like you could follow them around. I'm like, where's all these little squirrels coming from? And then if I have to keep track of the laundry and all, you know what? I am so beyond frustrated. I haven't even started cleaning my house. But you see, if I step back a minute and breathe and I take a deep breath, and in that deep breath, I realize, okay, I understand my bigger goal, but what? It's the little things matter. Little things matter. So I'm going to work on my consistency on the little things. I'm going to vacuum. I could do that. That doesn't seem overwhelming. I can do that today. I make time to vacuum. Oh, you know what? Okay, so the main areas, I'm not going to dust every part of the house, but I am going to dust the areas that are frequented the most. And I may do different types of dusting. Maybe I'll do a deep oil dusting once a week, and then the other part is just more of a clean dusting to get just the general stuff of the day off. Okay, that doesn't seem so bad. And oh, with the kitchen, okay, well, I can do this. And guess what? The kids, they can come around and go backwards on their little squirrels and their little trail that they left all their nuts in, and they can figure out what needs to be done and pick it up for me. Okay, the little things matter. Man, I don't feel so what? Overwhelmed. I'm not sitting here like my having heart palpitations. I can do this. The consistency tool and practicing the little things daily, that is what ultimately is going to move you closer to the bigger goal, which for me is what? Cleaning the house. Okay, number two, you have to prioritize. You have to make time in your schedule always, period. Yes, believe it or not, if you're wanting to create a goal, your daily goal, or you have an outcome or end goal, a timed goal happening, you know that you have got to prioritize. Yes, that means that what you are working on is a what? It jumps to number 3 or 4 on your list, not number 10, 11, or 12. What I mean by that is we all have our to-do list. We all have our things that must get done. But there are times that some things take priority. For example, if I know that I have a major function coming up at my house and I'm hosting it, and it's going to be a 3-day event here at my house, I'm inviting you all over to come in. That means I've got to make sure my house is ready for my guest, for you all to come and visit. And so in order to do that, I'm going to have to keep up on things. Well, guess what? Maybe then some of the other things that I had planned aren't going to get done because, frankly, I just don't have the time. I have to prioritize them. That comes in the same along the same lines as being an entrepreneur, when you're running your own business, when you're the CEO of the family. Some things you have to set aside. Maybe you're in the schedule of where holiday things are starting to come up. And you have holiday concerts for the kids and holiday parties. And then you're hosting a party. And next thing you know, it's like, oh my gosh, I have all this going on. You have to look and prioritize what is going to work for your schedule at that time to help move you closer, what, to the bigger goal. You have to make time in your schedule always. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. That means you're removing all excuses. Because what? The little things matter. Back to number one. Man, all these things connect. You see, you're making consistency a tool. You're taking aim with consistency. You've got to. You got to take action on it. Take aim on consistency. And number three, when you get stuck or derailed, or frankly, you just kind of feel like you're shutting down and you... maybe even you lost the motivation, the inspiration. Guess what? You do the next little thing. That's it. The next little thing. All of this may seem so, so simple. And it really, frankly, is. But the thing is, are you willing to say, I'm ready to take aim on consistency and use that tool? I'm ready to practice the little things daily. You see, if you want to get healthier and your well-being is at the priority, is at the top of your list or pretty much close to the top, okay, because obviously people are like, oh, wait, we've got to have God, and then we have my hubby, and then we have the children, and then we have church, and then we have, okay, I'm not talking about the list of people. I'm talking about just activities that you do during the day, okay, because that's what happens is we begin, there's so much information out there, to be frankly honest with you, that you get bombarded with, gosh, what the heck am I supposed to be doing with all of this? And absolutely, positively, it frustrates the bejeebers out of me. It does, because I think it brings nothing but confusion. And you need to remove the confusion and work on the consistency. That is your number one tool. It's simple. Practice the little things daily. If well-being, your health, is at the forefront of where you think you need to be, then guess what? It's practicing the little things, but not freaking out over going, oh my gosh, I got to go shopping. I got to make sure I have exactly the right amount of food. And then I got to do a full day of prep. Okay, that takes up about 4 hours on a Sunday. And then, well, then what do I have to do? Well, then I have to find these new recipes, because if I don't find these new recipes, and before you even get to starting, you're exhausted in the planning part of it. Now, I'm not saying that planning is not important. But sometimes we begin to stretch this stuff. I mean, we blow it way out of proportion here. Enough is enough. Practice the little things daily. Use your number one tool in consistency. You want to be healthier every single time you have a moment, and you're supposed to fuel your body. And for you, you're used to thinking of it as, I got to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I got to have three. Then every single time you think that I'm going to eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner, then you need to start changing your mindset and say, oh, this is the opportunity. This is the time I get to fuel my body. And you make a good choice then. So in the morning, maybe you make yourself a wonderful smoothie and you add in some kale and some spinach with some strawberries and cucumbers and a little bit of blueberries, raspberries, and a half a banana. Oh, yummy. That's it. I used to make it like a shake. I like my stuff thick. The next time lunch comes along, oh, this is my opportunity. I get to enjoy a fabulous, healthy meal. My body is going to love this. You make good choices. Oh, but you're going out with your friends. That's okay. So you decide, oh, I can eat healthy. I'm going to have a wonderful salad, but I'm going to ask for my dressing on the side, and I'm going to use very little of it. And I would like to have my chicken grilled without the butter. Now, fat is some overall is okay for you, but right now we got to start to pare down. So you make a good choice. Dinner comes along, and dinner you eat really healthy. Why? Because man, you got it. You're having salmon, and oh. You just love cooking salmon, and it's something that you normally do, so you enjoy salmon and broccoli. You make a good choice. Then you get a phone call, and this wonderful couple of yours just got a promotion, and they want to go out and celebrate, and they want you to go out and grab some dessert. So you go out, and you say, okay, I want to be healthy. So you and your hubby order a dessert together, and you split it. And instead of having that frappa something, hot chocolate, kamoka, I don't drink that stuff, so I don't even know what it's called. But instead of having that, you stick to just hot tea or some wonderful fresh lemon water. And you ask for some limes too. You see, it's the little things that matter. Practice the little things daily. If you were to look back and sit back the day before and say, okay, this is my day and I've got to plan my breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I don't know what's going on, I got to cook, it's going to totally like freak you out. When you cause confusion, what happens? No decisions are ever made. Consistency is definitely not met, and everything that you thought about doing that you thought you were planning and prepping for goes in the trash can. That's me being honest with you. That's me being frank with you. You see, I love you too much to string you along and say, oh, well, this is going to be totally easy. No, it's not. It's a simple tool to use. It is magical. But it's whether or not you are willing to say, okay, I finally get this. I was looking at it wrong. It's not just a word. It's not just a definition. But I need to what? Take aim on consistency. That's how you use the tool. Practice the little things daily. Because remember those little things and everything that you do? Little things matter. You prioritize them and do the next little thing. It all adds up to what? Your bigger goals. Whether they're your timed goals or your daily goals. And pretty soon, as the new year rings in and you look back and you thought, gosh, I wanted to conquer this healthy thing. I thought it was going to be tough. Yeah, you may have a few hiccups along the way, but it's not so bad. And you've already put things into motion. Oh, I thought riding was going to be hard. It's little things. My name is Consistency. I am related to success. We should hang out more often. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots and lots and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.